Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast.
What's going on, successors, and welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Jones, and for this Friday, man, I don't know. I feel like this is going to stir the pot a little bit. I feel like somebody's going to hear this and they're not really going to like it. But if you hear it and you don't like it, if you hear it and it applies to you, then, well, hey, pick up your toes, because I didn't mean to step on your feet. But if I am, then that's where we are. Man, first and foremost, I just want to shout out to everybody down at University of Texas at Austin with the Project Males. Just got back from Austin late last night, had the opportunity to present at that Males Summit, the 6th annual Project Males Summit. It was amazing. Phenomenal job with the whole team. Got to talk with some young men afterwards. They really engaged with my presentation, and that was really awesome. It was really special. So definitely looking forward to doing some more work with UT and some of those individuals that I met down there in Austin. So hook them. Without further ado, now I want to just go ahead and talk about, man, today's topic. If you're not following us, be sure to connect with us on IG at SYSPod1 or on your other social media channels, SYSPod1, and we're also on YouTube as well. But today I want to talk about why I don't support black businesses. Yeah, that's the topic today. Why I don't support black businesses. I think as individuals and as business owners alike, first and foremost, if this topic offends you today, then you might be the individual who I'm talking about. Like, I'm not talking about anyone specifically by name or by business, anything like that. But we have to get over the fact that we just expect people to support our business because it's black owned. What does that mean? I'm not going to drive across town and go to your grocery store just to buy black, just because you say so. If you don't have a quality product, how can you expect me to spend my money there anyway? That's first. Secondly, we can't tell people, buy black, make sure you shop with us. You know, come support the brother man and not the other man. You're doing all these things and saying all these things, but yet still your customer service is trash. Hello, is anybody there? Is this thing on? Hello, is this thing on? You can't have terrible customer service and expect people just to shop with you in the name of supporting black business. That's not okay. And then on top of that, like, we expect people to chase us to spend their money with us. Like, I mean, let's just say, for instance, that there's an individual who wants to. They're like, man, I want to get a really quality hamburger today. I feel like getting a quality hamburger. So let me go to this black-owned spot. Let me support my people. Let me hold them down. And they go and they stand in line and they're waiting. And then nobody addresses the individual at the register. Then the individual comes 15 minutes later. You're like, hey, man, what's going on? I was just trying to get a hamburger. They're like, oh, nah, you know how it is, bro. We got tied up. Communicate that. People, if you know that you committed to doing something, for instance, like on Monday, and now a week passes and you didn't follow through with what you said you were going to do on Monday, take the blame, say, that's my bad. I didn't do what I said I was supposed to do, and do what you need to do to make it right before you even expect them to do anything for it. You should offer to almost do your service for free or at a discounted rate at that point because of the fact that you inconvenienced that person based on them holding you to the standard that you put out for yourself. And then lastly, man, some people just expect because I'm black, they're black, whatever, we might be a minority of the same race, of the same background, that you're gonna give me the homeboy discount. Hey, John, let me get the homeboy. Hey, you speak, right? Hey, well, come here. Come over here and speak for me. It's like, okay, well, are you gonna, you know, here's my fee. Oh, John, we can't do that, but nah, we just brought such and such here, and we just spent this money over here, and we paid for this, we paid for that. So you want to pay everybody else, but then when it comes down to supporting somebody, you want to get me on the homeboy discount? Nah, family, that's not going to work. So this Fast Break Friday, I wanted to really drive home the point. First of all, do what you say you're going to do. If you tell somebody that you're going to do something by Monday, and then Monday comes and you're not able to do that, communicate that to that person so they're not upset with you, so they're not disappointed. And ultimately, so you don't lose that business, but more importantly, so you don't lose that relationship. So communicate if you're not able to come through on what you said that you're going to do. Please. Second, make sure you're putting out a quality product. Okay? Like, make sure you're putting out a quality product for people to spend money with you. If you're not putting out a quality product, you can't just expect someone to spend money with you because you have the same product that somebody else offers. If their product is better, if they're Black, white, Latinx, whoever, like, the person with the best product should be the one with the best sales. Best product, best marketing, best customer service. Yeah, they're going to have the better, the more traction, more sales. So let's begin to think about that. Man, and then lastly, just stop with this discount stuff. Don't ask me for a discount. Because when it comes time to buying stuff from you and buying and shopping with you, I'm not going to ask you for one. I have to shout out one of my fellow podcasters and a close friend of mine, Becky the Poet with Unspoken Words Podcast. I want to shout out Becky specifically, and I've done it before, but I want to do it again. But as I was doing the pushing on process, and I'm still doing that campaign to help the young man in Texas Juvenile Justice Department, Becky said, "What's the price of the book?" And I told her the price. She said, "Is that with the discount?" I was like, I mean, I took off a little something. She said, no, give it to me full price. I don't want no discount. I don't want no hookup. I'm going to pay the full price of what it is. So give it to me for that full price. So, man, I got mad respect for Becky. And that's why when she puts out these windbreakers, the Unspoken Words windbreakers, those things are fire. I'm going to go ahead and cop me one. I might cop two. You know, one for the morning, one for at night. But be sure to follow Becky at Becky the Poet on IG, and then also at Unspoken Words Podcast, I believe is the handle on Instagram, because I just did an interview with her a couple weeks ago last week. That should be dropping soon if it's not already out. I'm going to have her information down in the show notes. But be sure to connect with her because she's dope people. She has a dope message. Her message is all about self-care as well as expressing your art with poetry. Unspoken Words, dope podcast, dope platform. Love what she's doing with that. And lastly, people, just if you heard this message and you didn't hear anything else, you just heard me say I don't support Black businesses. I do support Black businesses if they do what they're supposed to do, if they have a quality product, and if I believe in the product, then yes, I will support that business. But, I mean, if I don't necessarily want the product, I have no desire for the product, then I might not buy it. Don't take offense. But just like everybody doesn't buy my book, I realize I can't take offense because everybody doesn't need my book. My book doesn't apply to everybody. So therefore, me expecting the people to buy it because my name is Jonathan Jones would be asinine. Sorry, but it is what it is. Friends, if you'd like to go ahead and cop a Speak Your Success shirt because you know the message is speak your success, believe in your greatness, create the life and business of your dreams. Right now, we got the shirts going for... Right now, we got the shirts going... For 25 right now, $24.95. We're doing all the colors. Like, we're doing all the colors. Well, okay, let me not say that. I'm going to put up some new colors on the website, and then we're going to be doing those colors. But right now, they're $24.95. But I'm going to put them back up to regular price, which is $30. So I'll suggest you go ahead and get your shirt on JonathanJonesSpeaks.com. Click the product tab at the top, and then we'll have the shirts down at the bottom. But without further ado, man, we're going to go ahead and get out of here. But I want to encourage you, if you're not following us on social, follow us, SYS Podcast 1. And then on top of that, be sure to leave a review. Helpful reviews are always welcome. And use the hashtag SYS Pod. If you're listening, screenshot it, use the hashtag, put us out there. We'll definitely shout you out on this episode. This is TEDx speaker and best-selling author Jonathan Jones reminding you to speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other way?